Hello, everyone, and here's our Behind the Song for Saturday, April 27th, 2024. And this one's going to be a little bit different because we're going to do a tribute to my cousin Jeff Keith, and who we all miss very much. Those of us who knew him and loved him miss him so much. And there aren't even words, and I am going to apologize now because I don't have the right words. Jeff went to be with our Lord Jesus. I believe it was Wednesday. I don't know, you know, many details or whatever. We have more questions than answers, but he went to be with Jesus. And that's all great. It is. It's great and wonderful. But what's hard is that we all still miss him very much. And I would ask those of you who didn't know him maybe to pray for his family, because we need it. But anyway, the song, I asked his mom which song I could use as a tribute to him, and she chose this one, and we used it already before, so we won't tell the story behind it. The song is called, it's called Under Almighty's Wings, Under the Shadow of the Almighty's Wings. And I think when I had done this before, I used Psalms 91. You know, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I probably used that scripture. I don't know. But the scripture that I want to read for us today is for us that are here. Jeff is under the shadow of the Almighty's wings literally right now. I mean, we are, you know, as we go about our lives, we are under the shadow of the Almighty's wings. But literally, he is right there getting the best rest he's ever had, and he's not struggling anymore. And he is with Jesus, and that is amazing. So I want to read us this scripture here, 1 Thessalonians, starting with chapter 4, starting with verse 13. And we'll just go till I stop. Okay. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. And he sleep in this case means have died. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words. Words, I know, don't mean anything. Words are just words. I mean, really, the only real comforter there is the Holy Spirit. But what I can tell you right now is that I have no doubt in my mind that Jeff is under the shadow of the Almighty's wings. And I pray for all of us who loved him the most that we would experience the peace of God. I could say so much about the man that he was. He had the biggest heart in the world. He loved his family. He loved us. And I could go on and on and on with so many good memories. And he was so much fun, too. We did more laughing than anything. But yeah, he was a generous, huge-hearted person. And I will never forget him. I thank God for the opportunity to have had him in my life. So anyway, we have gone behind the song, and now we will hear the song. And remember, as you listen to this song, this is where Jeff is right now, literally. I mean, we are under his wings, but we don't feel or see them most of the time. But he feels, sees, experiences, hears, touches, whatever, he is there. So and I know that what I'm saying to you is absolutely with no help at all. I know that. But I just want y'all to know that he's not struggling anymore. And we miss him here, but he's not struggling anymore. And I'm not very good at this, and my words aren't really that good or helpful, but I hope this is a blessing somehow. Anyway, We have gone behind the song, and now we will hear the song, The Almighty's Wings.
Shadow of the old.